Chapter 32. Adamantua. There would be no glory. Daylight knew that now. He had been foolish to expect it, and wrong to crave it. A warrior of the Adeptus Astartes did not go to war for glory. War was duty, only duty. He had yearned for reinstatement for such a long time, like all the war brethren, passing their silent and lonely years of vigil on the palace walls, embodying the notion of Imperial Fist's resilience, he had secretly and bitterly mourned the deprivation. He had yearned for so long, even to the point on some dark days, when he had almost wished for a threat to come to Terra, or another civil strife to ignite, just so he could defend his wall and test his mettle again. When the call had finally and unbelievably come, he had armored himself without hesitation and left his station on Daylight Wall to go to the side of his chapter. Making that journey, he hadn't been able to help himself. He hadn't thought of duty. He had thought of glory. Instead, he had found this. A slaughter. A final, miserable slaughter. In the twilight shadow of a nightmare moon that should not be, in the freezing, pitiless rain, on the blood-soaked soil of a broken, unimportant backwater world, his ancient chapter was being cut down to the very last man. The venerable order, the illustrious heritage, the bloodline of the Primarch progenitor, it was all about to be lost forever. It could never be brought back. Terra's greatest champions were about to be rendered extinct, and the gates and walls of eternal Terra were to be left unguarded. The enemy was already inside, terrifyingly close to the core. Stupidity had led to this. Strategic carelessness, the vain ambitions of high lords, and the complacency of veteran warriors who should have known better and had led to this. A calamity had been mistaken for a minor crisis. An ancient and so frequently dismissed enemy had been woefully, woefully underestimated. What's more, no one would learn from this dire mistake because no one would live. Terra would burn. There would be no glory. The orcs were upon them. Bestial, roaring faces in the streaming rain. They swarmed across the lakeside in their thousands, raging and howling, blowing their dismal warhorns, slamming their weapons against their shields to beat out the final heartbeats of the last few human lives. Above, low and impossible, the face on the clockwork moon howled threats at the world it was killing. Rainwater and blood streamed off the visor of Daylight's helm. He tightened his grip on his gladius. His ammo was spent, so he had clamped his combat shield to his left forearm to meet the foe up close and forced them to pay a bitter tithe for his lifeblood. The orcs rushed in, tusks bared, spit flying from snarling lips. Daylight met them, drove his sword blade through a head, severed a limb, gutted an armored torso. Algerin was already gone, a butchered, headless corpse on the blood-black ground. The rain was a curtain, a veil of silver like fine chainmail. Tranquility was at his left hand, Zarathustra at his right. Together they formed as much of a wall as they were able, stabbing and hacking, ripping green flesh and brute armor. Zarathustra's war spear punched through plate and leather, flesh, bone, and blood. Broken mail rings and shreds of leather flew up into the rain from the blows of Tranquility's hammer. Blood squirted. Jetted. Daylight put the edge of his gladius through a jaw and a tusk. He backswung to open a throat, blocked an axe with his shield, and stepped in to kill the owner. Too many now. Too many to strike at, too many to fend off. Relentless, unending, like the noise bursts, the gut-shaking roars. Daylight felt the first of the wounds, blades reaching in under his defenses, around his shield from behind. Waistline, hip, lower back, nape of the neck, upper arm, thigh, armor splitting, warning alarms in his helm, pain in his limbs, blood in his mouth, red lights on his visor display. Teeth clenched, he turned in time to see Tranquility fall, head all but severed by a jagged cleaver, the greenskin whooping its triumph, drenched in space marine blood. He heard Zarathustra roar in rage and pain. Daylight staggered. He fought. He swung his sword, even though it was broken. He said, "Daylight Wall stands forever. Daylight wall stands forever. No wall stands against it. Bring them down. He said it as though it still meant something. He said it as though there was anyone other than the orcs left alive to hear it. He kept on saying it until the pack of beasts tore him apart.